You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean.
A fiery plea unlike most 16-year-olds. Instead, Greta Thunberg's voice almost breaks as she pleads with world leaders to take action on climate change.
Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
The teenage climate activist opened the United Nations Climate Action Summit, accusing leaders of betraying her generation by failing to tackle greenhouse gas emissions.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe.
Ms. Thunberg was joined by other youth climate activists like Alexandra Villasenor. Together they filed an official complaint under the Convention on Rights of the Child. Days after millions of young people around the world took to the streets demanding emergency action.
The world signed a contract between generations that the present world would leave a world worth inheriting to the future. And today I want to tell the world you are defaulting on that contract, and we're here to collect.
The summit comes as mankind is releasing more emissions into the atmosphere than at any point in history. Speaking from the Vatican, Pope Francis sent a video message to those in attendance.
Aunque la situación no es buena y el planeta sufre,
while the situation is not good and the planet is suffering, the window of opportunity is still open. We are still in time. Let us not let it close. Let us open it with our determination to cultivate integral human development to ensure a better life for future generations. It is their future, not ours.
One day after the conference opened, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was stern, telling leaders it's time to make the world carbon neutral by 2050.
Someone asked me the other day, doesn't all of this make you despair? My answer was a clear and resounding no. I am hopeful. And I am hopeful because of you. This is not a climate talk summit. We have had enough talk. This is not a climate negotiating summit, because we don't negotiate with nature. This is a climate action summit.
In response, Germany revealed plans to double its contribution to a UN fund supporting less developed countries combating climate change from 2 billion euros to 4. Chancellor Angela Merkel adding,
Deutschland sieht seine Verantwortung international und national.
Germany sees its responsibility on the international stage and the national stage. We are working for climate insurance policy, and we've been active for years, and we will continue to do so in protection of forests.
New Zealand promises to lead the way on international collaboration on agriculture. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern admitted the country's global emissions had increased a little since 1990, but the government had an ambitious agenda to turn that around.
We are determined to show that New Zealand can and will be the most sustainable food producer in the world.
India will increase its renewable energy target to 450 gigawatts, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced.
We believe that an ounce of practice is worth more than a ton of preaching.
Before criticizing the US, China said it would honor its obligations under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and the Paris Agreement, but failed to make any fresh pledges to curb carbon dioxide emissions. While the president of Chile, alongside the former New York mayor, called on world leaders to follow the science. In a surprising turn of events, US President Donald Trump made a brief, unscheduled appearance at the summit he had been expected to skip entirely.
I'm a big believer in clean air and clean water, and all countries should get together and do that, and they should do it for themselves. Very, very...
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.